Hello?
Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing some tongue and groove.
Oh, boy. And hey, I owe you an apology. I had a really good conversation with Jessica yesterday, and I was supposed to call you back at noon, which would have caught you on your lunch break. I had an inbound call from a David this morning, and he's like, well, I can't do anything for the next 6 months. And I got him confused with you, and I went, well, darn. And so, and then I looked back at my sheet, and I went, oh, my gosh, what did you do? So here I am, no excuses, hat in hand. I'm sorry I didn't catch you on your lunchtime.
Oh, that's okay.
Good, God. So did you and Jessica have a chance to talk last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When will it be billed out, ma'am?
So your first month and the setup fee would be billed when we set you up. So we can do that now. If you, sounds like you're in the middle of something. We can wait till later in the day if that's easier for you, too. I did
okay.
Go back to my boss and ask him that I could still hold on to it because I screwed it up. So, yes, we still have that listing for you, too.
Okay. So,
what
yeah,
you think?
I thought that, yes, she said go ahead with it.
Well, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you have time now? Probably take us 15 minutes?
No, I can do it right now, yeah.
Okay, super. Well, let me pop a couple screens here, and we'll get this going, and then I can let you back to your day. I couldn't believe what I had done when I... It was just silly. It was one of those things.
Now I understand.
I appreciate that. I really do. I don't like making oopses like that. I don't like being late for anything, for one thing. If I'm not early, I'm late. Just comes from growing up in the trades and growing up military, and you're just supposed to be there on time. All right.
So now you guys create a website as well, and you guys will help me with my Facebook page?
Yep. Absolutely. So definitely, we'll help you with your Facebook business page, and we'll also get your Google business profile going, and we'll get a website
yep.
out for you too. Yeah.
Wonderful.
No, I don't think I went over timeline with you yesterday, so let me give you that little rundown. That way you know what to expect. So it typically takes us about 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page, and I'll also send you a terms and conditions, so that'll be in there as well. So the first thing I want to do is I'll set you up with a client onboarding call with our technician, and that will do, you know, whatever time frame works out for you the best. We block out an hour for that call. Usually only takes 20 minutes to a half an hour. And that we like to do before, well, within the first 1 to 3 days. I mean, once we take your money, we want to get working on it. I mean, that's...
Right.
You spent money, you should get something back. And then between days 5 and 7, we'll get your reporting dashboard online. So then you'll be able to start logging in, see your keywords, and kind of get familiar with that. And we'll also get those directory submissions done within that first 7 or so days. And then between days 7 and 14, your page will come online, your web page, and we'll
yep.
start getting ads going. And then from there, it's just smooth sailing. We just keep working on everything.
How long would it take for you guys to help me make my Facebook page something presentable?
Oh, it shouldn't take long at all. It's super easy to set up. In fact, our tech can go through that with you when you sit down with them.
Okay. Yeah, because that thing needs attention like yesterday. I mean, it is bad.
No worries. And you know, it's probably
I'll share with you, okay? I'll give you kind of a rundown of basically, you know, we put in, you know, 11 to 12 hour days, and then we wake up and spend some time with the kids at night, and then spend a little bit of time with the kids before we leave, and then we're on the road and on the job site anywhere between, you know, eight and nine, depending if there's like a lot of my jobs, I have to travel, you know, about an hour to get to them. You know,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, and that's not what you're expected to specialize in by any means. That's why we're here to help.
Yeah, I mean, I love my job, but I just, what it is when I do stuff like that, it just, I mean, plus, you know, trying to keep track of payroll, you know,
oh, sure.
keeping track of all the contracts and everything. So it's just like my web page and all that other stuff, it's kind of taken the back burner because I'm out in the field.
Sure, absolutely. Well, then it's a good thing I came along when I did, so we can lend you a hand.
Sounds wonderful.
So I'm going to go through and verify a bunch of info. Well, I shouldn't say a bunch. It's not that terrible. Some of it I can just copy and paste over. But let's start with, what's your last name, David?
McIntosh. McIntosh.
Irish or Scottish? I'm just curious.
Irish?
You don't know?
Oh, I do. I just had so much stuff going on that I... yeah, I did an ancestry report. I want to say it was Irish, but it's been a few years and I've been clogged up with all kinds of other things. But yeah, we did, and then when we moved back, it was actually originally it was McIntosh and with an A, and I dug up our clada, and our clada is touch not a cat, but a glove. Which basically means tread lightly, and it has a cat with its claws and its paws extended, and then it has a glove underneath it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Cool. And David, what is your email address, please?
ZionPropertyMaintenance@gmail.com.
Well, and that's wanting to auto-populate. It must have been in there, and I just didn't. Dated. Okay. So I'm going to send you a couple of emails. And I may... Oh, I know. I sent you a couple of emails yesterday, too, didn't I? Did I send you...
Yep, you did.
Okay. Then I'll spare you because they would be absolute repeats of what I already sent.
You can, and then I'll just make sure... Let me double verify here.
No worries. I can pop them off here real quick. It won't take long. I just didn't want to inundate you more than I needed to because I know you guys are busy. You got a lot going on. And here we go. Okay, so the first one's on its way. And there's the second one. So the first one that I sent over it talks about our dashboard and analytics that you'll be able to get into to see what's going on with your account. You can also call us too, so just keep that in mind. And then the second email is the price and the terms that I quoted you. And then I'm going to go over here. I'm going to send you three text messages. So I'm going to blow your phone up on you here for just a minute. And some of this you might already have, but I'm going to send you first my direct contact info.
Yep.
And then the next one is going to be our customer service info. So if you ever can't reach me, you can always reach them.
Okay.
And there's that one on the way. And then the third one is a YouTube video. It's a tutorial that'll walk you through that dashboard and analytics. And that when you have time, if you have time, right?
Yep.
All right. Off that goes.
Oh, boy. I got another read.
And then,
Oh, another lead came in to build the deck.
Oh, all right. It is deck season, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And I've got the business listed as Zion Property Maintenance, comma, LLC.
No comma. Just dash, LLC. What it was is Google had a mental breakdown on me when I tried to, my tablet froze when I was creating my email for Zion Property. Because I had already locked in the Zion Property Maintenance, and then I went to go do the one for the LLC, and then Gmail had, my tablet had froze, and I hit back, and so I lost it because it, the computer thinks that it went through, so it, it locked that.
Oh, no. You know, but I'm going to make an... make a note of that. So do you actually have two submissions then into Google for your business? Or just the one and it's just not quite right?
It's, it, I would prefer to have the LLC on my actual email, but I wasn't able to do that. But that's okay because I have it all printed on my business cards and everything, so.
So the company name, though, officially reads Zion Property Maintenance, comma, LLC. That's your actual name.
Yeah, no, it's no comma. It's actually dash LLC.
Oh, it is. Okay. In the in your incorporation
page. Period. Period. Yeah, period LLC or whatever. I did. Yeah. That's how it's registered as.
All right. Let me fix that. Perfect. And then I've got you at 56 High Street in Waterville, Maine. 04901.
Yep.
Perfect. And then is the business number the same as yourself, David?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Let me update that. And no website yet because we're going to build that. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. So I'm going to do a little copy and paste here. M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H, right?
Yep.
Okay. And are there any other authorized users on this account besides yourself, David?
What do you mean?
Anyone else that you would want to be able to make changes to your account? Jessica, perhaps?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Jessica, because I'm out in the field and if something needs to be done, I rely on her.
Gotcha. No sweat.
I'm knee deep into a job. There's some things that I just can't do.
You bet. You bet. No, if you're up to your elbows, it's kind of tough sometimes.
Yep.
All right. And then English, of course.
I gotta finish cutting that. This one looks like it might be all right.
And where does it be?
We got the last one here. We got to wash out. We need to clean that up, Logan. Clean that up. And then...
So, David, should we... I'm leaving you under handyman, but I'm also putting siding. Can I say general construction?
Right now where things are so busy, I really like some of the smaller stuff. Siding, let's kind of leave that one off because usually that, you know, when somebody does siding, it's usually a big crew and I really don't feel like subcontracting out right now.
Gotcha. No worries. So I'll leave siding off.
It is something I'm capable of doing, but the thing of it is 9 times out of 10, you're going to have a large crew, you know, at least a handful of people, and usually it's pretty time-consuming.
Okay. Now, do you want me to list decks?
Yeah, deck building, deck repair, garage repair, general household. I just totally know that.
And you know, if you think of others later, just hang on to those or jot them down, and we can always add them in later too. Okay.
Yeah, pressure washing is another one. Gutter cleaning. The variety is just so weird. Like the lady that when you had called yesterday, I was doing a, I went and did an estimate for a woman for a removal of a 10 by 10 shed and a removal of a carport.
So just taking them down. All right. She was tired.
Yeah. She was an elderly lady. She sounded kind of a little bit frustrating on the phone, but when you actually got there to go talk to her in person, she looked like she might have, you know, had a few strokes or whatever. So she was a real sweetheart. It was just kind of hard to hear on the phone and get a good sense of understanding of her needs. So it was really nice to be able to actually talk to her.
It makes a big difference too. You know, I noticed when I'd talk to somebody over the phone versus when you'd actually show up. And something I kind of learned too was so many people just didn't show up, or when they did, they were rude or, you know, whatever. And you got to be nice to people. I mean, you got to start that way anyway.
Exactly.
So David, I'm looking at the calendar. So I need to have you pick a time for me that works that I can set you up for that onboarding meeting. So we could do, oh gosh, I've got all kinds of different times tomorrow, Thursday, Friday.
How about tomorrow? I got to be at North at 3. How about tomorrow at 2 o'clock?
Tomorrow at 2. That is absolutely perfect. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in a calendar appointment here, and then I'll invite you to that calendar appointment. If you use Google Calendars, it'll show up in your own calendar once you hit accept. Even if you don't use Google Calendars, though, I just backspaced something I shouldn't have backspaced. If you would still hit accept on that calendar appointment when it comes through, that way our tech department...
Me and my wife, we both run Apple.
Okay. No worries.
Her tablet's an Apple. I do got an Android tablet that I use for work.
Okay, perfect. It should, even though it should still let you pull up and hit accept when it comes through.
Yeah.
And if not, and it just left.
Got it.
Perfect. And then I'm going to pop back over here again and do a couple more things. More info for your onboarding meeting. And you're not doing any other SEO right now.
What?
You're not doing any other SEO now.
What's SEO?
Oh, search engine.
Is that a type of nail?
What's that?
Is that a type of nail or glue that I just don't know about?
No, pray not. Pray not. And goodness, I was going to say it was April. Eek. I better get over that and wake up to the fact that it's
You put me through from 6 to 7.
I did. Okay. You said 2 o'clock, right?
Yeah. I got to be... That would give me time so I could do it on the go while I'm on my way traveling to my next client.
I wonder why it didn't convert time zone for you. Let me see. So 2 o'clock your time is 11 hours And what time did it come in for you on your calendar?
6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, that's strange. Let me see what we did.
Okay. Huh. And then...
So it is actually, it is on our calendar for 2 o'clock your time for tomorrow.
Okay.
I wonder if maybe it's the difference between Apple and Google then that it just didn't want to.
Oh, cut it out. I ain't buying no Samsung.
Well, darn it.
My old boss used to give me all kinds of crap. He's like, oh, those Apple phones, and I go, yeah, but you know what? That's why when I do my pitches, they come out pristine, and I get compliments from the bank. He's got a Samsung Android thing, and he's like, your photos always come out better than mine. I go, buy an Apple.
David, would you happen to have your Facebook URL handy? If not, I can just make a note and you can get it to them tomorrow when you talk to them.
Oh, hold on. Oh. Logan, you could start trying to cut those up while I'm trying to wrap this up here. That way they were still staying productive. Remember, don't cut into the 2x4s. The roof will fall on your head.
We don't want that.
No, we just put up a new roof, and we're doing tongue and groove, and we had to change. We had to all right. How do I find the URL?
You should be able to, you know what, let me try something here. I might be able to find you.
I know it's a way. I'm not good at this stuff. I just work here.
Let's see. Would you have been April 28th at the beach?
Nope,
that's not you then. And your mom didn't just pass away?
Nope,
that is not you. Let me try something else here. Let me see if I can find it another way.
It's Zion Property Maintenance, LLC.
Home improvement. I think
it says Zion. Well, if you see it, there's going to be my business card, and it's got my phone number and my name. I basically, that's all I've been able to do with it, is basically.
I found ya. Perfect. And while I'm here, I'm going to give you a like. We'll get you on your way to getting
all right,
what you want.
You actually found it. That's my business card. It says Zion Property Maintenance LLC, David McIntosh, owner.
Yes.
So, yes,
I found you.
Like I said, I haven't had really.
Well, and who wants to go on Facebook when, I mean, you've got kiddos and, I mean, you kind of got a life outside of Facebook, I would guess.
Oh, I know. So this is a blessing. I got Mr. Logan there chopping that up.
Nice. Now, David, do you prefer email, phone, or text, or any of the above okay?
Any of the above.
And then, David, do you have any licenses that you'd like us to highlight? Like a general contractor's license or you're
not required?
Okay.
No, it's not. No. I Yeah, I don't have any special licenses. Probably later on down the road, I'm going to invest into the time because it's very time consuming, and I already have enough on my plate as it is.
You bet. All right. And that is for tomorrow. Perfect. Okay. And I'm just doing a little copy and paste here.
I apologize. It might get a little noisy. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah. No. No worries. Feels like
I
home.
Good.
I like hearing all the saws and I can almost smell the lumber from here.
I would have thought I would have brought the router.
My favorite aisle is the lumber aisle. I could stand there and it's like an air freshener to me.
Right.
So we've got that all set. So we're looking good there. And we are getting close.
Good.
Perfect. So I'm just going to assign your subscription now.
Yeah.
Give my computer a kick here. Needs an afternoon dose of caffeine, I think.
He's going good with that. And then that way there we'll be able to get the finishing shift lap up and trim that out, and then I can finish doing the soffit and the facing. And then window trim and walk around, seal up a few things, and then this will be done.
Nice. All right. So I'm ready for billing. So as it appears on your card, is it David McIntosh? Is there a middle initial, and is the company name on there?
Company name is on there.
Okay.
I'm digging it out right now.
And then if you would just double check and make sure it's got that dash between maintenance and LLC on your card. They want me to get it exact.
So on my card, it just says Dion Property because of the fact that they couldn't fit the whole thing.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, so Dion Property. And then phone number attached to the card, is that 207-616-1685?
Yes, ma'am.
And 56 High Street, Waterville, Maine, 04901.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover.
Master.
And I'm ready for that card number when you are. I'm going to repeat back each four as you read them to make sure I got it right, okay?
Sounds good. 5289.
5289.
7700.
7700.
0210.
0210.
6325.
6325.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And expiration, please.
326.
26. Perfect. And then that security code on the back.
374.
374. All right, I'll update that. Perfect. I love it when it works out right. All right, so I'm going to send this through for $398, so that's your $299 for the first month, and then the $99 setup fee. And then when that goes through, you're going to get, should be a text and an email, and it should say local splash in the subject line. When you get that one, I'll have you open that up, and it should be on its way to you. That's going to be our terms and conditions and a copy of your invoice. And then the last thing we need to do, oh, I should back up. when you get to that one, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there should be either a box that you it'll ask you to type your name exactly as it appears, or there may be a click here to agree, and then it'll ask you for your name. And while we wait for that to come through so I can make the most of your time, I'll go ahead and do the voice verification now. It's really a repeat of what's coming in the email. I just have to have both forms confirmed. So the following
my
is a voice verification. Yes, that's the one.
It says username and password.
And perfect. You got into the right place. So you must have typed your name already.
Nope.
Oh, okay. I'll let you type that in.
So, what do I do?
So, okay, so if you're at the login screen, let me pop over here and see what it's doing.
Okay, I got your email.
Perfect. Usually, so once you type your name in, it will take you to a login screen. And once you hit the login, you did everything just right, but you won't be able to log in. They'll actually give you your login information tomorrow when you sit down for the client onboarding.
Okay.
All right. So while I wait for that to update, I'll go ahead and do the voice verification for
please
you.
Please click here. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is a mat, so I'm not going to have to pay for anything else.
That's correct. Is it working for you?
It is.
All right. So while I wait for that to update, I'll go ahead and do the voice verification. So the voice verification is going to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. It does get recorded through the computer, and it's attached to your file for your protection. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of recording, please state the full name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Dion Property Maintenance, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
David Lee McIntosh, and I am owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. And that doesn't mean you can't do other things online, of course. It just means if you'd please let us know, that way we can make sure everything ties together.
Sounds good.
Your payment for the initial term, the first month, and account setup were charged today in the non-refundable amount of $398. I should say in the discounted non-refundable amount of $398. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This will be a recurring payment that will take place again on the third of every month in the amount of $299. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 business days prior to the billing date. After 2 months from now, so that would be July 3rd. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. And then one last reminder to make sure that you make that onboarding meeting tomorrow. And as a professional courtesy, if for some reason you can't make it, just let us know. We can always reschedule. But it's an important first step to get everything going for you.
I completely understand.
Awesome. And I've got everything updated on my end. You're looking good. Everything came through. So let me be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to Local Splash.
Thank you.
You bet. I appreciate your business and I appreciate your trust, David.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Say hi to Jessica for me.
I will. Definitely. I got to go back to work and you have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.